Now, China may be facing another loss of face, one with far more serious implications. A Spanish court will hear a case involving China's suppression of protests in Tibet. You might recall what happened back in March. More than 200 Tibetans died during demonstrations against Chinese rule. More than 1,000 people were injured. Pro-Tibetan groups in Spain filed a lawsuit. They claimed that 7 Chinese officials were responsible for the casualties. As the World's Jerry Hatton reports, a Spanish judge has concluded that there is sufficient evidence to try the case.
Tibetan exiles and their supporters have been pressuring Spanish courts to take their case since the March crackdown. Spanish judge Santiago Pedras gave the green light just as the Beijing Games were set to begin, and as Spain's foreign minister, Miguel Ángel Moratinos, was landing there for the opening ceremonies. Moratinos went straight to a meeting with his Chinese counterpart, then spoke to reporters. He said, "We respect the justice system and will stay attentive to our national court's actions, and will work to improve our relations with China from here on out." Chinese officials have been tight-lipped about the case, but did express surprise that the Spanish judge took it up just before the Olympic Games started, after waiting through the spring and summer. If judicial precedent holds, Spain's court will move forward with the case. In the last decade, Spain has used the notion of universal jurisdiction to go after other former leaders for crimes against humanity, even when no Spaniards have been involved. The doctrine allows national courts to pursue charges against individuals from anywhere for grave crimes such as torture or genocide. Spanish judges have acted mainly against former Latin American military leaders from Argentina, Guatemala, and most famously from Chile in the case against former dictator Augusto Pinochet. Pinochet was held for 18 months in the UK pending his extradition to Spain. Only his allegedly failing health kept him out of court. Professor Michael Scharf is an expert on universal jurisdiction at Case Western Reserve University. He says there's virtually no chance China will extradite the accused leaders to Spain in this case. But he says courts around the world are turning more often to universal jurisdiction, so it's a sure bet the Chinese government will be following the proceedings closely.
In the long run, it's going to put more and more pressure on the Chinese government when you have credible institutions like the Spanish court looking at evidence and deciding that there is a case of genocide going on in Tibet. And someday these individuals will fall out of power and they may be traveling around the world, and you never know when they might become the next Pinochet, where they'll be picked up in one country and extradited to Spain for prosecution.
U.S. leaders have come under the shadow of universal jurisdiction in recent years. Judges in several countries have tried to detain former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger for questioning in his role in the Vietnam War and the military coup in Chile in 1973. Former U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has faced similar petitions for allegedly approving the torture of terrorism suspects. While visiting Paris last October, lawyers sought to have Rumsfeld charged and detained there. Rumsfeld left France the same day. The case was eventually dismissed, but the rise in the number of such petitions sends a message. Under universal jurisdiction, former leaders accused of crimes against humanity run the risk of being detained while traveling overseas. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton in Barcelona.